Okay, so Parshas Bahar, we just mentioned, has a lot of stuff about Shemitah in it. There's a really interesting discussion in the poskim about the following question. The Torah says that there's a special mitzvah that Hashem is going to give us a bracha to have more crops during the Shemitah year and the year afterwards because we're not planting for a year. So they lost a year of planting. How are you going to have stuff to eat? So the Torah says, I'm going to give you a special bracha that's going to last you for 3 years. You for the sixth year, the seventh year, and for the eighth year until you plant. Okay. The question is, does that bracha apply today or not? Meaning today we don't have Shemitah according to the Torah anymore. So the question is, do we still have that bracha? And if not, how are we supposed to say that people should keep Shemitah, the farmers should not plant, and yet they don't get the bracha of the special produce, the special produce they're supposed to get extra? So it's actually an interesting machloket. So some people say that the bracha does not apply, okay? But because Shemitah is only midirabanan, and the whole bracha was only in the times when Hashem was able to give us, to reveal His presence openly, which was during the times of the Beis Hamikdash. So today the bracha doesn't apply, and that's part of the reason why the mitzvah of Shemitah today is only midirabanan, and maybe we don't have to go so far. If you have problems, maybe you don't have to keep it as much. Which again is not for now. That's another discussion. But other people say the Chazon Ish says that it's midaraisa, that because of the fact that, even when Shemitah is not midaraisa, the bracha still applies. I mean, according to the Chazon Ish, he says that even today, when we don't have to keep Shemitah according to the Torah, it's only rabbinic, but he says still the bracha that Hashem gives us is still going to apply. If you keep Shemitah in the proper way, then the bracha will still apply. The one who says that that's not true is the Sma, one of the Perishim on the Shulchan Aruch in the Choshen Mishpat. So the question is, who's right? Can't you just look outside and see who's right? And the answer is, it's not so simple. Okay, you look out. Many farmers that keep Shemitah have a lot of trouble. Okay, they have financial difficulties and it's really hard. Okay, they lose a lot of money and they have to prepare a lot, etc., etc. And at the same time, you have a lot of farmers that say, we have amazing stories, amazing miracles that happen during Shemitah. And if you're willing to stick around for another minute or two, I'll just tell you that I have a lot of stories that I've seen, but I'll just tell you two that I saw, which are crazy. One is a produce story, and one is like a different kind of miracle that happened last year. One of them is about bananas. Okay, it's from the last Shemitah cycle. It says, bananas don't like cold. So the problem was that there was a banana farmer who lived near Tveria, which basically his bananas supposedly were going to suffer from the cold. Last Shemitah cycle, there was a lot of cold at the beginning. I think it was the beginning of last Shemitah that caused a lot of problems. There were a lot of bananas. Basically, near Tveria, there are a lot of people that grow bananas there because it's a good climate for bananas. It's very hot. So apparently, all the rest of the farmers nearby, their bananas all froze. They all froze. It was too cold, and they basically lost all their banana crops. Okay. So this guy went to look at his banana crop. This guy who actually kept Shemitah, he went to look at the banana crop. He looked at the bananas, and basically every single banana was yellow and green. He couldn't believe it. So he got the people to come from this organization called Karen HaShavis to look at it, and he says, Karanes, Karanes, it was a miracle, it was a miracle. Couldn't believe it. Every single other farmer in the area that wasn't keeping Shemitah, according to the real halakha, they lost all the bananas, and his one crop, the stuff that he kept Shemitah for, basically he had great bananas. That was number one. Number two is not a produce miracle, but a miracle during the war last year called the Shemitah Matzah that killed Hamas tunnel terrorists. You know the story? And very quickly. Basically, there was a group of residents that came from Bnei Brak to harvest wheat for Pesach last year. Basically, it was the right before Shemitah began, they were looking to harvest their wheat for matzah for this year before Shemitah began, because once Shemitah began, it's already a little late to start harvesting a lot of things. So basically, they were trying to find a place to do it, to find land, wheat that was good for them, and basically they found wheat right near the Gaza border. The problem was, it was right in the middle of the war. So what are they going to do? So they went anyway. They went to the border, and they started harvesting even as the sirens are going off, and even as they're shooting rockets and missiles, and the army's going in, and there's trucks everywhere, all sorts of crazy stuff. Okay? So he said that 2 days later, okay, I'm shortening the story a little bit. If you want to see the story inside, it's on the internet. 2 days later, 13 terrorists came from Gaza out from the tunnel, which opened. Apparently, they had dug a tunnel which opened right into the fields near, basically right where they were harvesting the wheat. The terrorists had planning a big attack and had been counting on hiding among this field called Sufa, the giant wheat field, which the matzah makers had just chopped down in its entirety. The terrorists could not understand how their camouflage had disappeared. The empty field enabled military observers to easily spot and identify the terrorists and open fire on them. Many Jewish lives were thus saved by the grace of heaven. Amazing Shemitah miracle. Again, not about the farmer growing stuff, but in terms of, they're attacking us, that the whole field was cut down. They had no idea that people were going to come and cut the field down before Shemitah. But again, Shemitah saved a lot of lives because of that.
So. Okay, like the